From NPR West, I'm Jack Speer. With new attacks on U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan today, October has become the deadliest month for American forces there, with 55 service members killed. NPR's Graham Smith has this report.
U.S. military sources are describing a number of what they call complex IED attacks today in southern Afghanistan. These are insurgent operations that combine roadside bombs with small arms fire, and that's just what happened today to American troops patrolling in the city of Kandahar. In one incident, officials say, a U.S. armored vehicle hit a roadside bomb, killing seven. Taliban insurgents then started firing at the convoy. The soldiers shot back, killing at least one insurgent. In another case, also in Kandahar, one soldier was killed by a roadside bomb while riding in a vehicle. Coming on the heels of two helicopter crashes yesterday that killed 11 U.S. troops and three American civilians, these attacks continue the uptick in deadly violence that began in the summer with a major increase of U.S. troops here. Graham Smith, NPR News, Helmand Province, Afghanistan.
The FAA is revoking the licenses of the two Northwest Airlines pilots who overshot the Minneapolis airport by some 150 miles last week. The announcement comes as the National Transportation Safety Board said it would not seize laptop computers belonging to the pair, who claimed they were immersed in looking at schedules when they flew past the airport. As the plane crews passed the airport on autopilot, the plane's radio was apparently tuned to a frequency used by Denver's air traffic controllers, leaving the aircraft out of touch for more than an hour. Home prices have increased in the U.S. for the fourth month in a row. NPR's Brian Reed reports.
The upward trend began in May and continued through August, according to the Case-Shiller Home Price Index. That comes after 36 straight months of decline. The index looks at home prices in 20 cities across the country. Prices in those cities increased by 1.2% in August, bringing the average home price up to levels similar to fall of 2003. Maureen Maitland is a vice president at Standard & Poor's, which publishes the index.
What we're seeing is continued broad-based increases in home prices. This trend basically began with the reporting of May's numbers, and at this point, we don't really see any slowdown.
But despite the positive report, Maitland says people should still remain cautious. The federal tax credit for first-time homebuyers expires in November, and many economists expect unemployment to continue its rise. Both those factors could dampen the housing market in upcoming months. Brian Reed, NPR News.
Consumer confidence took another dip this month, according to the Conference Board. The New York-based business research group says its consumer confidence index fell to 47.7, its second lowest reading since May. Much of the decline was apparently due to concerns over the rising unemployment rate as companies cut jobs amid what has become one of the worst recessions to hit the U.S. in decades. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 14 points to close at 9,882. This is NPR News. Consumer Reports, in its latest assessment of vehicle reliability, finds Asian brands again dominated, though the domestic automakers did make some headway. According to the magazine, Toyota's Scion small car topped the list in terms of reliability for a second year running. Honda, Toyota, Infiniti, and Acura rounded out the top five. However, Ford did see its Mercury brand finish in the top 10 this year, the only Detroit brand to do so. Chrysler had the worst reliability in terms of the 33 car and truck models sold in the U.S. Defending NBA champion Los Angeles Lakers are in action tonight as the new pro basketball regular season gets underway. The Lakers are one of about half a dozen elite teams expected to challenge for the title. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
The theme of this new NBA season is the rich got richer, leaving a stratified league with a distinct upper class. Two of those elite teams tip off first tonight. The Boston Celtics, champions from 2 years ago, visit the Cleveland Cavaliers, who boast the game's transcendent star, LeBron James. The Cavs traded for center Shaquille O'Neal, hoping even a past-his-prime Shaq still can be an intimidating presence around the basket. The Celtics beefed up by getting talented yet temperamental big man Rasheed Wallace. Also tonight, the defending champion Lakers host the LA Clippers. The Lakers added forward Ron Artest, a high-energy defensive specialist, to help Kobe Bryant and the gang. The traditionally woeful Clippers had higher-than-normal expectations coming into this season, but bad news has hit the team again. Number one draft pick Blake Griffin is out indefinitely with a broken kneecap. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Crude oil futures ended higher today. The near-month contract for benchmark crude rose 87 cents a barrel to end the session at $79.55 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News.